Okay, before I do anything else, you're being recorded. I record all classes, so just assume that you're being recorded. From this point forward, I will probably not tell you that, but you are being recorded. My name is Priscilla Grosser, and this is CIS 159, which is PHP and MySQL. Okay? So, if you go to my website, which is www.pgrosser.net, okay, then we can move from there to CIS 159. Okay. So, this is basically where you're going to be going for most of your information related to this course. I did not assign a textbook for this course. There is a suggested book if you want to buy a book, but there is no required book because there's just so much out online that you can get for this. I don't follow a book exactly, and so essentially if your book is a reference book. So if you like having reference books, go find a book on PHP and MySQL, or pick the one that I have. If you are satisfied with using the web for reference, then you're fine. You don't need a book. Okay, so it's your choice. So we will go through the syllabus and look at a little bit of the syllabus. And today we're going to mainly review HTML and make sure everybody's comfortable with HTML. Because PHP is embedded in HTML, okay? So it's like JavaScript, only this is server-side, and you embed PHP within MySQL. So you have to be a little bit comfortable with with HTML. That's what I wanted to say, okay? So, the syllabus basically, as I said, has a couple of books up there that you can look if you want to. PH6 by Andy Harris is a reasonable book, and you can get that. The main thing I want to look at is down here under requirements. Okay, 80% of your grade is based on homework. So, if you don't pass the course, it's a good bet that it's because you didn't do the homework. Okay? I send back homework that's not correct and ask you to fix and resubmit. So there is absolutely no reason why you shouldn't get a great grade in the course because you get to change it as often as you want if you do it. If you don't do it, there's a real good reason why you're not going to get a good grade in the course. So, therefore, homework is the main priority, okay? 80% of your grade is homework. 10% of your grade is being responsible, and that kind of thing. Keeping up to date, all that good stuff. So if I get everything in April, you've lost the 10% there, okay? And 10% of your grade is the final. So the final is clearly not as important as homework. Okay, you can pass the you can not do the final and pass the course. Okay, I will be posting assignments anytime during the week. All assignments are due the Thursday after they are assigned. Okay, so they're due the Thursday after the assignment and they're due by midnight on that Thursday. I do not take off for late assignments except in that responsibility category. If you're chronically late, you're going to lose a bunch of points in that 10% of responsibility. If you are occasionally late, it's not going to impact you at all. Okay? But chronically late will impact you. Questions on that? Okay. Okay, PHP code examples is the stuff, and I'll be adding a lot more. I only got up to this far. But these are the examples that we're going to use, and we'll spend a lot of time going through and learning PHP by example. That's a way that I have found that people learn well, so we're just going to look at a lot of examples, and then you're going to try applying those examples and doing the things in those examples. So there will be a lot of that. And I should have taken a picture of the syllabus and the 80%, and I forgot because I'm not really back yet. There we go. All right. So, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. There's presentations. Oh, I record everything, and if you go in under audio, everything will be there under audio. So all the recordings will be under audio, and if you go there, you can see the recordings for last semester. Okay, so you can take a look at what I did last semester, and it will probably be fairly familiar, fairly similar. And so you can go back and look, get ahead if you want to get ahead. And under Smart Board will be the notes that I capture. When I take pictures of the screen up there, I'm capturing notes, and those get saved in Smart Board. So you can find everything in Smart Board. If you are not here, this is a hybrid class. That's what it's being classified as this semester. I'm really teaching it like a student option class, except I will be out a couple of days here and there. And I will post... Okay. And I will post those ahead of time. So, essentially, I will be here almost every day, unless I've posted up there that I won't be here. You have the option of being here or not being here. It's totally up to you. Okay, you can come all days, or you can come some days, or you can come no days and do it all online. It's totally your choice. Okay? So, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Anybody got any questions about how the world works? Or the world in this classroom works? Going, gone. Okay, so again, resubmit. If you get a homework with errors and without a grade, it means it's not been graded. You need to fix and resubmit to get a grade. Okay, essentially, I want you to get it right. Doing it and getting it wrong doesn't get any, you haven't learned anything. And the important thing is to learn this. You're planning to make a career in these areas. And so, essentially, if it's not correct, I give it back to you, give you some comments on why it's not correct, and ask you to fix and resubmit. Okay? We will be having review sessions a couple of times a week, usually on Tuesday and Thursday after my 2 o'clock class. I will be here a lot of the time. And I will post that every week. So at the top of this week of, which I post every week, I will tell when I'm available for help sessions. And you're welcome to come to them. And get some help, okay? And just to come and work. Sometimes people just come and get their work done that way, and then they can ask questions. Sometimes I have a meeting, but usually at 2 o'clock on Tuesday and Thursday, I'm free and I'm here, okay? And I will post that information. The person that is being my SI this semester does not know PHP, so it's me that you've got to connect with. Okay. Any other questions? Okay, then we're going to start to look at HTML. How many people know HTML? There's some that are saying iffy. How many people don't know HTML? Okay, then we're all right. I'm going to still go in and look at an HTML example and make sure that you are okay on it. For example, if you go in at my website, this says HTML5example.html. Okay, if you go in there, then we're going to take a look at this. Okay, so I've got up here, I'm using color, I've got an audit list, I've got an unaudited list, I've got some things that are set at a different mode and a different size, and I've got two links up there. Okay, so those are what we want to look at. So, in this place I have a header that is moved over to the side. So if I click on this and do view page source, I can see it set up. Okay, this is the current way of setting up HTML, which is to put the doc type HTML there, to put the meta character set there. And I say current because every couple of years something changes and they give you a new way of doing this. This will get HTML5. If you just write with HTML, then it gets plain old HTML. Okay, so this tells the browser that you're using HTML5. A lot of my examples, and when we get into PHP, some of them will have this, some of them will just start out with HTML, which means that it's using standard HTML. And either way, work fine. As I said, what we're going to be doing is embedding PHP inside HTML. So HTML is going to produce the regular page, but when we have to get information off the server, when we want to process information confidentially, when we want to make decisions, especially about data, we are going to use PHP. Okay, there are some places we can use JavaScript as well. So JavaScript and PHP can both be embedded in the page. The difference is that JavaScript is not server-oriented and PHP is. So if I'm using PHP, I can use a database and get access from the database, and I can save things to the database. I can question the database and all of that kind of stuff. So that gives me the ability to see things on the server without being able to, when you view source, see what is done. In JavaScript, when you view source, you can see the code. In PHP, when you view source, what you're going to see is the resolved code, the code that PHP sends down to the browser. Okay, so PHP will send it down to the browser in the way that you want to display it, but it won't show the code that created it. Okay, that created the PHP part. So, here I have CSS working as well. So I've got style type equals text CSS, and I have set up the CSS for the body. I've set up CSS for a header, and I have set up CSS for two different classes, one called header 2 and one called larger. Okay, so those are my CSS. And as you recall, hopefully, about CSS, it can be stored in three different ways. I can have an external CSS, which has a .css extension, and I bring that in. I can have the CSS embedded in the head, as I have done here, and I can also put CSS on individual lines in the body. That's the one that's discouraged, mainly because the concept is that the HTML should stand alone, CSS should be separate from it and not confusing it.
Okay.
So, I end the style, I end the head, and then I go to the body. Okay, and in the body, I put out an H1, and the H1 has got a text-align center attached to it, because up here in the style, I have an H1, and I said within the curly braces, text-align center. So that means all H1 will be centered. Okay? Then I put on an H2 that will not be centered. Then I put an old audit list, and then I put another H2, but this one I said I wanted to use class H2. And so I ended up making that follow the rules of dot header 2. So down here I said class equals header 2. That means it follows the rule in header 2. And remember that you put a dot in front to tell it it's a header. You can also use IDs, and in that case you put a number sign in front. Headers can be used multiple times in the body, can be referred to multiple times in the body. ID, if you decide to use ID instead of class, only should be referred to once. So I said class header 2, that makes it text align right and makes it color green. Okay. So you can see it's over to the side and it's green. Whoops, that's not where I wanted to go. Okay. So then I put up an unaudited list. And the unaudited list, again, the difference between an audit list and an unaudited list is OL versus UL. And then I said, okay, now I'm going to put up a division, and this is going to follow larger. So larger, I said, make the font size 18 points and make it brown. And I made that go away, so you can see that the size is bigger and it's now brown. Okay. And then I said, here's a regular paragraph, and then I put in the class larger again, making the point that I can use this class multiple times in the body. Okay. And then I came down and put in two links, which are AH reference, and I linked to my page, and I linked to the Bristol homepage. So those are the links. And those are basically the basic things that you should know in HTML in order to be able to work with PHP. Okay. Questions? Yeah.
If I wanted to use a standalone CSS file for multiple pages, how would you import?
How would you import it?
Right. I mean, how would you tell the page to import that CSS file?
Okay. I'm going to basically go into CIS 44 and CSS sample code. CIS 122 is the course that teaches HTML and JavaScript and CSS. So it's the reason I went here is it's a good reference. So that if you need something on this, you can kind of go in here and go and get it. So here's one that I did. And if I do the view page source, that has the link. Okay. So I said link hreference equals, and there's the name of the style sheet. Okay. So that's the way I can do it. You can also do it with an import statement, but this is the one that is used most frequently. Okay. So I'm saying link, and then I'm saying hreference equals, and I have a separate style page. Okay, and then I tell it that it's a style sheet type CSS. In this particular one, and this is a good one to bring up, I actually have all three kinds of style. So I am bringing in a style sheet. I have a little bit of style set up in the header, and I have a little bit of style set up down here in the paragraph. So I've actually done all three kinds of style in this one page, okay? And that's perfectly acceptable. If you put in multiple locations for the style, the thing that is closest wins, okay? So no matter what I said about paragraph up here or up here, it's going to be orange for this particular paragraph. Okay, so that can override. I could have a color for paragraphs either in the external sheet or in the style in the head, and when I came to that paragraph, it would override those and make it orange. Okay, so that gives you... If I go back, that was the results. And you can see that paragraph is orange. Okay. And if I go in here and look at the style sheet, there's the style sheet that I was talking about. And the style sheet is simply written as exactly the way I would have put it if I put it in the head. I don't in any way say that this is a style sheet. There's no header saying this is a style sheet or anything like that. I just write the style, and I save it with a .css extension. Okay? And that style gets brought in and used. And you can see in this one that I had... paragraphs had a color of blue, had a font family, and font family, usually, if you, especially if you want to use an exotic font, you put that first, but you have to assume that a lot of your users may not be into fonts the way you are. So at the end, you should give them an alternative that they will have. Okay? If they're into fonts, that's fine, but if not, you are going to give them a standard font that should be used. If there is embedded spaces in the font name, you put in quotes. You put the name in quotes. Otherwise, the quotes aren't necessary. Okay. So this had a body. It said the color was green. Background can be written as either background or background color. And on the rest of it, I just did font family and the color of the text. Questions? Yeah.
I got one more for you. With the divisions, what's the best way to organize those? Is it like a alignment? You know, say I wanted a division up top, and then I wanted, you know, one to the left, one to the right. Because in the past I've run into the issue setting divisions, and it just kind of puts them where...
I'd use a class.
Okay. So you just set up a class, and then you would...
And then you can say where you want it. You can be specific about how you want each division. If you've got three different ways you want to do divisions, set up three different classes.
Okay.
And then use the appropriate class for each one.
Right.
Okay. Questions? Okay. Did you get a login for PHP?
I did.
Yes? Okay. Then, if there aren't any more questions about HTML, why don't we try logging in to PHP? Yes?
It says about that, back color, it says pound FFFC2.
Right. That's a code for the color.
Actually, does it
know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for the color navy, right?
I have no idea. What did it come out as? I mean, if you go in and you look up, okay, if you come in here to search and you look up color CSS, okay, and it gives you, here it says a color code chart. So, okay, let's go with a color code chart. W3 schools. I like W3 schools a lot. And most of you that use it like it as well. Okay, so basically it says here are the colors, and I can give the color using hexadecimal.
Oh, those ones.
Any color. I can give a color with a hexadecimal code. I can give it using an RGB, which is red, green, blue. And this is using decimal numbers. Or I can just use a word. So color, it used to be that only primary words were had a name, and I'm not seeing the names here for some reason. If you keep looking, you can go and find the color charts that will also give the names, and they have, somebody stayed up late, they have names like cornflower blue and, you know, whatever. So there is a whole variety of names. The standard ones would be black, red, green, blue, and these are the standards that they're showing there. But you can either give the name of the color, you can go and look up in hexadecimal code, or you can look at and do the RGB, which is the decimal code. Okay? And the hexadecimal is also red, green, blue. Okay. FF means the highest level of red. Okay. This is the highest level of green, blue mixture. This is red, green mixture. Okay. Any other comments?
How do you go down to the CIS
web? We will get there. Just a minute. Okay. So, I think I'm done with this, right? Okay. If you go in to CIS software, I think, is where they store it. Is WinSCP here? Yes, it is. Okay, so there, if you go in on your screen to CIS software, and then you go into WinSCP, okay, and there's WinSCP. Okay, so the host is cisweb.bristolcc.edu. Okay, the host is cisweb.bristolcc.edu. And then your username is your standard name. Mine does not have the two numbers after it. Yours does. So you're going to type in your username there. And then you're going to type in your password. And then you're going to hit login. When this comes up, I think it's update or add. Either one of them will work. And you should be in. Okay? Okay, if you're having problems getting in, let me know.
Yeah.
that means you didn't put the right password in. You should have been sending. Is it, which password is this that you
should be the Linux password.
It's the Linux password, okay. So it's whatever password you use to log into the machine then. Yes?
No.
No.
I got the email with okay. the Linux and SQL, but it's going to be the Linux password.
Okay, right. So you've got an email sent to you. You've got an email sent to you and your Bristol account.
Okay.
And the email should... have your username and password on it. Okay. And there's public HTML. So go look for your the login if you don't have it. Okay, and then I mentioned that there was PH code here. So you're going to be looking for some PHP code. So you can download this code. Okay.
Found it.
You found it?
Yeah.
Okay, then log in. Okay, so when you've downloaded them, if you want to have them up here, you're going to have to upload them to the server. Okay, so I'm going to call it, once you got into, logged into, and I should have gone back and mentioned it, once you got logged into BCC, you're going to go into public _HTML. Okay, so you're going to be in public _HTML. Okay, so if you want to have these things out on the server, you can go and look at where you stored them and upload them to the server. Okay. So I store them on my drive, and there's first group PHP. Okay? So I can just drag that over and drop it, and now I have it on the server. Okay.
Yeah.
Access to P. Grossa, okay? So you need to be in your own area.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, thank you.
Okay? So what I've done is I've basically put this out there. I downloaded it and saved it, and then I put it out on the server. And those are the files that I have. In that first group, yeah. Say that again. Okay, wait a minute. That I went through is I downloaded it to my hard drive, or actually I downloaded it to a regular flash drive, and then I dragged it over and put it up on the server. Okay, so I downloaded it and saved it on my hard drive. In the T area, you would be saving it, and then I put it up. Okay, how many people are doing that, have got that, so that they've got stuff up on the server? Okay. Go over and... Anybody else having problems?
Unzipped it when it was over on my hard drive. And that made a folder, and I dragged the folder up.
place somewhere to use the file.
Then when I uploaded it, it was
so well, now they're saving the desktop. 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 Desktop.
That looks like it's on the right. So that's the one right. Okay, it's the one that's on the unzipped. Okay, questions?
Does anybody else need a hand?
Okay, the next thing I want you to do is pick the one that says hello world.php. Okay? Pick the one that says hello world.php and then edit it. Okay, so if I go in and I click on hello world.php and I right click it and click on edit, it comes up with the code. So basically, the point here is you're going to write your PHP in Notepad or Notepad++. And then you are going to upload it to the server. Okay, so after you've written it, you're going to then upload it to the server. Or you can come right into the server and create a new file and write it right up on the server. Okay, so you can actually come into the server and create a new, give it a name, and write it. Or you can write it on your hard drive and then, or write it and store it in your hard drive or your flash drive or whatever, and then upload it. Now, cautionary note, they're not good at backing up CIS Web. Okay, so if you go in and write it up there, then download it so that you have a copy of it. Okay, don't trust CIS Web to be there tomorrow. Probably will be, but don't trust it. Okay, so if you do your writing up on CIS Web, that's fine. Just when you're done, download it so you have a copy. Okay, so here is my code. So I started out, and hopefully you're looking at a copy of this. I started out and I have doctype HTML. Okay, again, this is the one called helloworld.php. Notice that it is saved with a .php extension. But it has HTML in it. So I said, okay, doctype HTML. And then I said HTML, head, meta character set, title, all that is just my startup stuff. Do I need it? No. I could have just written HTML. And I don't need all of that stuff. But reality is the PHP is more than likely going to be embedded in a page that does other things. You're going to put up your headers. You're going to put up a bunch of stuff. So more than likely you've got a PHP, HTML page and you're embedding PHP in it. Okay. Now, for a lot of the things we're going to be doing here, just because we're focusing on PHP and not on what the web page looks like, I may not do anything in HTML. I may just do PHP. But keep in mind that if you want an attractive page out there, you're probably using HTML and you're probably using CSS. And the PHP is probably just a part of the page. Okay? So, after I finished the head, I went into the body and I wrote a header and I said, "Hello world" in HTML. Then I went into the PHP. There was absolutely no reason to go into PHP here, okay? Except that this is a course on PHP, so I better go into PHP. All right, but that's the only reason why I would have gone into PHP at this point. And what I wrote is echo. There is also a print command. Print and echo are the ways to put things up onto the screen when you're in PHP. So I said, go into PHP, which is a less than sign, question mark, PHP. And that tells the browser that what you're in here now is PHP. And then I did an echo. And I echoed out, "Hello world" in PHP. Then I was done with the PHP, so I closed it, which is a question mark, greater than sign. Close the body and close the HTML. Okay? So that's my first PHP. Okay? And I didn't even think we were going to make it to PHP today because I thought more people were going to say no, they didn't know HTML. But we made it. Okay, so now I want to look at this in a browser. So I'm bringing up this, and what's the address going to be in order to see this page in a browser? What am I going to write first? This is a test of how much you remember from 120.
HTTP.
Say that, huh? Yeah, no, I can just. Okay.
Oh, it's a
you must have had a really effective instructor there. Okay, so, yes, you said...
Yeah, you type in cisweb.bristol.edu.
Yep, cisweb.bristolcc.edu.
Backslash.
Okay, wait a minute, let's see if anybody else knows what they're supposed to be doing here. Okay, since I'm getting very discouraged. Okay, what are you going to type?
Backslash tilde.
That's right. Backslash tilde and your username, whatever that is. And then, what is it in? Well, for some reason, I made two. If I look at the code that I've got up here, it's kind of got the address, except that it has home and public HTML, which we don't use. The tilde handles that. So what I look at is the rest of the address up there. And the rest of the address is first group, and it helps if you type it correctly, first group PHP, and then I put it in double, so it's in first group PHP again. And then it's in hello world. .php. Okay. So, I'm putting in the address. And the address depends on what you call it. But what you have is the CISweb, bristolcc.edu, / tilde your username, / whatever folders you put it in, and then a / in the name of the file. And so you should be seeing now the results that I'm seeing up there. Yes, no, maybe? You're having too much fun, Zach. Okay, questions? Let's see if everybody got that. If you didn't get it, then let me know or let the person sitting next to you that looks like they got it know.
I got tempted in my
number it, but it's not going to be
Okay, I had...
You had doubled
it. Yeah, let's see yours.
And it's just a...
Okay, yours just says first... Yeah. First group PHP, hello world PHP. Let's try that one. Let me see it one more time. Okay, CIS web, dot Bristol CC, .edu, slash till, and I assume you know who you are and what your number is. First group PHP. Ha! Huh. I'm not seeing what's wrong with it either.
You still suck.
Yeah. Ta-da, there was... Okay, so what we've now looked at is an HTML program with a little PHP embedded in it, and we've seen it up. Yeah.
If you view the page source code on that, will it show you the PHP code?
Let's try it. Okay, there's the source. Okay. What it does is it resolves it and just sends it down. It sends down to the browser the resolution of the PHP, telling it what to display. Okay? So the browser gets the resolution of the PHP, so that echo hello world get resolved into hello world, and that's what it should say. Okay? So the PHP itself doesn't send it down, which is what allows me to use PHP for things like passwords. Okay? And things like that, because it resolves it up on the server and the user can't see the results. The user can only see what I choose to display. Okay? Questions? Okay. The next one. And if I were you, I would leave my browser set because we're only going to change the name of the thing that you're looking at. So the next one we'll say is hello world. Maybe it's alt. Actually, I don't. The only difference in this one and the other one is that, as I told you, you really don't have to have all of the HTML stuff. So I just took it all out and just said basic HTML, and it works just fine. Okay, it's more efficient if you go to HTML5, and you're probably going to want to for your page. But, in fact, it will work in any version of HTML. And as I said, you're going to see a lot of this because I wrote a lot of these a few years ago. Okay, so a lot of them I didn't have HTML5 on them. So if I want to go and see this, I just change my browser to say Hello World Alt. And I've now got I put the alt in there and I yeah right hello I hate this new change. Notice that in Netscape, when you go in now to view source, it changes the URL. And I keep forgetting that it's going to do that to me because I'm not used to it. But it changes the URL, so when I this. Let me take a picture of this, and then I will. So if I say view source, it now puts up here in front, view source. So if I want to change the source, I got to remember to take out the view source. All my change will appear in HTML, not as the page, which in my opinion is totally obnoxious. There are a lot of changes that are made because people have figured out that their audience is really not the developer. Their audience is the end user. And so there are lots of changes that slowly get made that accommodate end users and make developers mad. And this is one of them. So I have to then go back inside here and take out this part that says view source if I want to see the results. Okay? And a short while ago, you didn't have to do that. But that is an improvement, quote unquote, in, you know, in the browser. Whatever. Okay, the other one I think I wanted to look at is got too much open now. Is Hello World Info. Okay, and that will give you I put in a command here, and this time I use print instead of echo. And we will get into the subtle differences between print and echo at some point. But we're not going to right now. PHP info. So if I run this one. It gives you too much information. Okay, it tells you all of the settings that have been set up. And this becomes important if you're an administrator. Here, you don't get to be an administrator, so this is just information for you. If you start exploring and you find out that something needs to have such and such a setting, you can certainly talk to us. But this is mostly information for the administrator. And you get it by putting in that PHP info function. The two parentheses after it mean it's a function. And the PHP info function essentially runs this and brings it up. Notice the print gave me the same result that echo did. Okay, questions? Okay, I think I've finished my Hello Worlds. Hello CSS is the one I want to look at next, I believe. Okay, and this one starts to get into doing some more interesting things. So this one is Hello CSS. So here I am doing the HTML correctly up at the top. I have put in a style. I want my H2s to be text-aligned centered, and I want my divisions to be set up in that box. So I gave it a border color of green, a border style of groove, a border width of 2 pixels, Font weight bold, font size 16, color green, and text align setup. So I made all of those things happen if I put up a division. Okay. So then I wrote, hello outside the division. And then I went into the division. Okay. Now notice that I am staying in the division and putting out another header which says, hello inside division. And then the PHP is also inside the division. Okay, so the PHP is inside the division, and so it is coming up right here inside the box and green, because I put the PHP inside the division, and HTML is saying anything that should be in the division should be the green, etc. Okay? If I look at, and then we'll talk about what's inside the division, but if I come down here and look at the source, okay, you can see again that what PHP sent down was inside the division. It says hello and Smith. Yeah.
Could you have made that box smaller?
Yes. I could have done a gazillion things with it. But yes. So, now I got to get rid of the view source. And I'm back at the regular code. So here I set up a variable. I actually set up two variables. Variables in PHP have a dollar sign in front of them. So when I set up a variable in PHP, it is dollar sign and then the name. So I said dollar sign variable first equals an. Okay? Notice the slash slash. The slash slash there is a comment. So I put in a comment there that says assigns and to variable first. And then I said, okay, variable last equals Smith. And I said that assigns Smith to variable second. And then I said hello. And I put a comma as a separator, and we'll look at other ways you could do that as we go along. But one of the ways when I want to echo out multiple things is I can use a comma as a separator. Okay, and notice when I use the comma as a separator, it actually, the separator leaves a space. And that is varies from language to language. Some languages, when you put a comma in as a separator, don't leave spaces. Others do. And the best way to find out is to try it and see what it does. Okay? Rather than trying to remember which times the comma leaves the space and which times it doesn't. Okay? So on this one, I've got hello, and I've got comma variable first and comma variable last, and I'm getting a space in between. Okay? Between Ann and Smith. So, this gets into using CSS, it gets into setting up a variable, and it gets into echoing out the contents of the variable. Questions? And again, if you look at the source and do a view page source, you can see that the PHP generated that line. That's all it did, was generate that one line that said, hello, Ann Smith. Okay, that's what it did for you. Okay. questions?
How did you make that a box?
By putting in the border in the
border
CSS.
Border style?
Yeah. I put, well, the whole border thing. I said I wanted borders around it, and then I told it what I wanted the borders to do, to be. But that means that I want every division I make to have borders around it. And then I said, okay, what I want those borders to look like is I want them to have a color green, a style of groove, and a border width of two. If you go and look up CSS, there are two ways you can do this. One is just using the word border. You can list a lot of the different things in particular order that you want them to be. Okay, and if you go to W3 Schools and look up border, it will show you those ways of doing it. The other thing you can do is take each element and give it a name. So I have border color, border style, and border width. So if I bring up, let's see, if I go and do a search and I say border CSS, in W3 Schools we'll go to. Not sure which place to go. Let's see if this says. This has the separates. So there's border style, border, those are just doing border style, border width, border color. And then you can change the border to have the bottom different and the top different and a zillion things. And here maybe, okay, border style. There's a whole bunch of border style, border width. I'm looking for the place where they consolidate it. Yeah, okay. So here, they actually consolidate it. And they say, border, here's the width, here's the style, and here's the color. Okay. And so if you write, you can write one thing that says border and refers to all of them, or you can put in border width, border style, border color, and do them separately. Okay. Either way. And border style is required. I think it's width that it doesn't allow, and it may even be color. If you don't give it a style, it doesn't allow the other things. Okay, so if you throw in border width and you don't give it a style, it gets upset with you. That's why the required is there. Okay. And then I've got a whole lot of CSS tests. And I don't remember what I did in those. That was different. Do not remember. Anybody see anything different?
Yes.
I put the word hello all by itself, not a big deal. And then there's test one, test two with a problem. We're running out of time, so we will look at those next time. The other things that I've got in here are getting and posting. and we will get into those next time, but I'm going to look at one of them quickly. If you put up the, notice this one says stewformget.html. Okay. So if I look at that, it is your standard form. It is got a form.
And here's the form. And the action says to call another page, to call a PHP page.
So the action says to call a PHP page, and then I have the form. There we go.
The form set up to have a student name and a grade. Okay.
So if I come down to my website and I come in and I change this to stewformget.html. Okay, there's the form. And it comes up with a form, and it asks me to enter a student name and a grade. So, Susan got an A. Okay, so I'm entering those in, and you can see on the form that I have a submit button. So when I hit submit, it says this information. But the important thing is, if you do that, notice that, first of all, it called a PHP page. And this is faint, so you can't really read it here, so do it on your machine. Okay. This calls a PHP page, right there. And then it sends over stu name of Susan and grade equal to A. So it is sending the information to the PHP. It sends the information to the PHP. So if I come down here and I put up form use get, was I think the name it. Okay. So at this point, it sent the stu name and the grade over to the PHP. I get them and store them as stu name with a dollar sign in front and stu grade with a dollar sign in front. Then I echo them out. And I did the echo. Notice I can embed HTML inside the echo. So I said echo h3 student name, the word student name, and the content of student name, echo with the content. And we will start looking at that next Tuesday, but I just wanted to mention how that works in case you go ahead and look at the stuff. But we will go over this in more detail next Tuesday because we are out of time. All righty, we're done. Yeah.
I was just kind of fooling around.
Okay, and?